This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Assam Legislative Assembly passes Assam fixation of sailing on land holdings, Amendment Bill 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Nagaland government renews its request to the centre for removal of the protected area permit regime in the state, citing its adverse impact on tourism and travel. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma inaugurates paver block road and the smart town project at Lower Hawakhana Tura. And now the news in detail. The Nagaland government has renewed its request to the centre for removal of the protected area permit regime in the state, citing its adverse impact on tourism, travel and the state's integration with the rest of the country. In a letter addressed to the Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday, Chief Minister Nephew Rio highlighted that the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival, set to begin on the 1st of December coinciding with the state commemoration day, the Dendur Day Festival, 10-day festival, he noted, draws both domestic and international visitors and play a vital role in generating livelihood and employment in the state. He said this year Nagaland will host 6 partner countries with representatives scheduled to participate in cultural showcases, business roundtables and networking events. However, Mr. Rio expressed concern that RPAP clearances for the delegates remain pending with the Home Affairs Ministry. He reminded the Union Minister of previous assurances from the centre regarding the lifting of PAP for Nagaland. However, he said the regime continues to be enforced in the state, causing procedural hurdles to tourism, negatively affecting both the state's economy and the country's image. Seeking the Home Minister's immediate and personal intervention, Mr. Rio requested the urgent clearance of pending PAP permits and reiterated the appeal for completely lifting the PAP regime in Nagaland. Assam Legislative Assembly yesterday passes the Assam Fixation of Sailing of Land Holdings Amendment Bill 2025 in the State Assembly to provide land settlement to tea garden workers residing in labour lines. This move will provide land rights to over 3,33,000 tea garden workers who have been living in the labour lines without any title to such lands. This bill excluded the Joloha tea garden workers who belongs to Muslim community. This amendment excludes labour lines from the purposes of ancillary to special cultivation. At present, tea garden workers residing in labour lines occupy land without clear legal title or statutory protection. The amendment, by excluding labour lines from ancillary purposes and providing for preferential settlement with tea garden workers, secures their land rights. This will ensure long-term housing security and reduce vulnerability to displacement. The bill authorises the government to acquire lands under labour lines in such a manner as may be prescribed and provides that all rights, titles, interests and encumbrances of such acquired lands shall be vested in the government. Startup Nagaland under the Department of Industries and Commerce has signed a letter of intent with WE Hub, Women Entrepreneurs Hub, Government of Telangana. The agreement was formalised yesterday during the Telangana Northeast Connect 2025 at Raj Bhavan, Hyderabad, in the presence of Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma. The initiative aims to co-create an incubator-driven entrepreneurial ecosystem, expand national and global market access for women founders, provide industry-specific mentorship and foster collaborations at the state, national and international levels. As part of the event, Startup Nagaland showcase 6 startups from the state and engage in key sessions focused on innovation, inclusivity and regional collaboration. The Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission under the Health and Family Welfare Ministry has signed 3 memoranda of understanding with key health organisations in Nagaland to enhance the safe use of medicines and medical devices. The MOUs were signed with the Nagaland Medical Council, Nagaland State Drugs Control Administration and Nagaland State Pharmacy Council yesterday during a programme in Dimapur. The MOU was signed by Dr. V. Kailesh Selvan, Secretary cum Scientific Director IPC, with Dr. Kelly V. Huli Mayesi, Registrar Nagaland Medical Council, and Imlila, Assistant Drugs Controller, NSDCA, and Kele Tore, Registrar, Nagaland State Pharmacy Council. The agreement seeks to improve medication safety through increased reporting of adverse drugs reactions and medical device incidents, as well as build capacity among healthcare professionals across the state. A one-day awareness camp titled Your Capital, Your Right was held yesterday in Udaipur, Gomati district in Tripura to inform citizens about unclaimed financial assets. Organized jointly by the Reserve Bank of India and Punjab National Bank, the camp took place at the Panchayati Raj Training Institute in Udaipur. The program was inaugurated by Gomati Zilla Parishad Sabhadhipati Debal Deb Barma. During the camp, 22.58 lakh rupees from 50 long inactive bank accounts in Gomati district were handed over to the rightful customers. RBI General Manager Surendra Nidar explained in detail how people can claim money from lapse insurance policies, bank deposits, dividends, shares, mutual funds and dormant accounts. The event was attended by MLA Jitendra Mujumdar, Tripura Grameen Bank Chairman Satyendra Singh, Tripura State Cooperative Bank Managing Director Bhajan Chandra Roy, PNB Circle Head Rituraj Krishna, SBI Agartala Regional Manager Debashish Das and District Magistrate Rinku Lalther, among others. The two-day national seminar on archaeology in Arunachal Pradesh, organized by the Department of History, Jawaharlal Nehru College, sponsored by the Indian Council of Historical Research, successfully concluded its scholarly deliberations. The main academic session featured the deliberations of the chairperson cum resource person, Dr. Tilok Thakuria, from Department of History and Archaeology, Nehru. He noted the archaeological study in Northeast India is still very descriptive and called for a necessary transition to new methodological and multidisciplinary approaches to better understand material culture. He also specifically requested the JN College administration to add archaeology to the syllabus of various disciplines, ensuring students grasp its theoretical, methodological and systematic frameworks. A highlight of the day was the open discussion, which saw active participation from academics and local scholars, further underscoring the necessity of integrating tribal historical knowledge into formal archaeological studies. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the paver blocked road and the smart town project at Lower Hawakhana, Tura, organized by Development Committee Lower Hawakhana, Tura. Speaking during the occasion, the Chief Minister said he had the opportunity to visit Lower Hawakhana a number of times while campaigning during the elections and was happy to see the changes in the locality. He added that the small yet significant scheme has brought a major transformation in the locality. He also informed that such paver blocked roads has been sanctioned under the Smart Town Project for many other localities of Tura. The Chief Minister also informed that a total of 54 crore rupees under the Smart Town Project is sanctioned for such power block roads for different localities in Tura, and also stated that a total of about 1,400 crore rupees is being invested in different development projects for Tura town. He further said that the government is working towards bringing a balanced development not only in all district headquarters but also development in the localities of the towns. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Gupta participated in the audit run yesterday in capital city Itanagar. The event was organized by the Office of the Accounts General Itanagar as part of the Audit Week 2025. Arunachal Chief Secretary Gupta said the initiative goes beyond promoting fitness and community bonding. It reinforces the core values of accountability, transparency and responsible governance. By bringing citizens and institutions together, the audit run serves as a meaningful reminder that good governance is a shared commitment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and brought in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashwani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News and PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional language just immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And before we close the headlines once again, the Assam Legislative Assembly passes Assam Fixation of Ceiling on Land Holdings Amendment Bill 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Nagaland government renews its request to the centre for a removal of the protected area permit regime in the state, citing its adverse impact on tourism and travel. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma inaugurates paver blocked road under Smart Town project at Lower Hawa Khana Tura. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came true from Shillong Station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.